The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health and Mental Health for Ulster County. With me this morning is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Good morning, Vin.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Dr. Smith, today's topic is one that's really interesting and one that I like a lot, and that is the role of our libraries in helping to combat social isolation and loneliness, which we know from our public health work is one of the key social determinants of health. And libraries' evolving role as community centers and hubs for collaborative learning. And our guests are Margie Menard. She's director of the Kingston Library and is currently serving as president of the Ulster County Library Association, which is made up of the 21 public libraries in Ulster County. Margie has been a librarian for more than 25 years and has worked in public school and special libraries. She believes passionately that libraries can be transformative in the lives of individuals and communities, and we're going to ask her all about that. Our other guest is Kristen Fowler. She's director of the Ellenville Public Library and Museum. And Kristen, from her notes, believes that libraries are community centers, especially in places low on resources. Libraries can provide amazing opportunities to change lives through information, opportunities, and programming. Welcome, ladies.
Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Let's start by giving our listeners kind of an overview of libraries as the focal point in their communities for people to associate, interact, and learn, and what social needs a library offers that are not being met in our, perhaps in our communities and culture.
Well, I think one of the major things that libraries offer are a place for people to come together. It's where people come together for any number of reasons, whether it's personal enrichment or collaborative learning or maybe parents bringing children, but it's everybody's coming together at that place. And it's a place that's kind of rare in our communities, and that is it's completely open and welcoming to all ages. It's open 6, sometimes 7 days a week, and you don't have to have a particular reason to be there. You might just be thinking, you know what, I need to get out of the house for a little while. I'm going to wander over, see what's happening at the library. Or you might be very, you know, focused on, I want to read this book, or I want to see the daily newspaper, and have a very determined reason for coming to the library. But it's one of the few places that doesn't cost you money in the moment, and it's open for whatever you happen to need it for.
And they play such a key, social associations play such a key role, as we mentioned in the introduction, so much so that I recall a story about a community, I think it was in Pennsylvania, perhaps, it was an Italian-American immigrant community, and they had longevity that far exceeded the national average, and they had levels of rates of chronic disease that were far lower than the national average. So they sent public health researchers into that community to find out, was it the food, was it the water, was it exit, what was it? After all of the 2 years of research, what they came up with was social associations, you know, that notion of people interacting, being there for each other, caring about each other, having each other's backs, and to do it in a, you know, in a friendly, welcoming environment like a library is just such a wonderful asset for a community.
It absolutely is.
So give us an overview of a sampling of what kinds of programs your libraries offer that promote health, community health and wellness, or just, you know, people getting together.
Well, in Ellenville, we're doing quite a few things to engage the community in health. Last year, I started a program called Living Well Ellenville. Our health outcomes are not very good. It's a community need. I partnered with our hospital, our local hospital, the Ellenville Regional Hospital.
Great work. We're part of that regional health network.
Yes. Terrific, the Rural Health Network. Mm-hmm. We're in a unique situation, too, because some of our service area kind of folds into Sullivan. So both areas have very bad health outcomes. So Living Well Ellenville is basically every Thursday, 10 o'clock, you meet at the library, you do a half-hour walk, or whatever you can do. You come back, we have some kind of presentation. It's either like a nutritionist, or it's Tai Chi, or it's yoga, or it's one of the local agencies that come in to present about what they can offer in the community. I know that we're kind of speaking about loneliness too. I have a lot of seniors that attend, and they absolutely love it. And what I hear over and over again is that they're very lonely. They feel isolated, they're lonely, especially in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
In the winter, many times we'll just stick indoors, you know, do some kind of YouTube or bring in more instructors, because the walks are hard at that point when it's, you know, the dead of winter. Mm-hmm. But they love it. They really, really love it. And it addresses the loneliness. It really does.
It's really interesting that I've been reading that it's not just a phenomenon with older Americans, but it's also with millennials, that, you know, in an era, and you would think in an era of social media where everybody is ostensibly more connected, mm-hmm. that it's really virtual connection is not the same as interpersonal connection, right?
It's not. And you're right in saying that millennials have discovered that. They are turning to, you know, interpersonal relationships and collaborative learning and anything that they can do as a group. In fact, millennials are one of the groups that use their libraries more than any others. They've figured it out. They're keyed into their communities, and they're making use of those personal resources, and, you know, what is now being called social infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, our libraries are a big part of what we have as social infrastructure in our communities. You know, it's not just roads and bridges, but it's the places that people can come together, the parks, the libraries, where they can, you know, in Kingston, they can come together and kayak or hike. They can come to the library.
Right.
At the library, we have Tai Chi and yoga and mindfulness groups during the week. A lot of those are midday, so even people who are working can wander over to the library and participate in some of those programs and come together. But mm-hmm. but yeah, it's not just seniors. It's people of all ages. And that's one of the beautiful things of libraries. We serve our communities from the moment they're born till we all die.
And that's really terrific. And it's not, you know, people have a notion of library, well, you go and you just sit there quietly and read books, but it's, which is wonderful in and of itself. I savor that, but it's so much more. It's so much more than that. Well, a specific reference to learning more about medical matters and say health and wellness, that kind of research. Mm-hmm. How do you, what do you offer with that in terms, and also in terms of helping people do that?
Sure. Well, Kristen and I are both professional librarians. We both have our master's degrees in libraries and information services or sciences, and our libraries are staffed with other professional librarians. And librarians are trained to find those good resources for people. So if people are looking for health and wellness and medical information, I would encourage them to come to the library and speak to a person, speak to one of our librarians. That's a great place to start, is to talk to a trained professional who can say, let me steer you in the direction that you need. Now, I also want to say that never, never is a library a replacement for a consultation with a physician or other
right.
medical professional.
Right.
We are a support, a clarification, and that's my first key for people, librarian.
And sometimes just learning more, you know, I do research, you know, we encourage people to be more engaged and mm-hmm. more proactive about their health and to learn, but also to be able to just ask the right questions of their healthcare providers, right, Dr. Smith? That's really
critical. Absolutely. And if they are told something,
given a medical term or given a medical condition, I think going to a source like a library and saying, can you tell me more about congestive heart failure? Mm-hmm. Where would I find information that I could, good information that I could read about it and get some other kinds of information from other sources, whether it be the Mayo Clinic online or what have you. And, you know, that was going to be my next question, too. Apart from printed materials, books and magazines and journals, et cetera, can you instruct people on how to find information online, especially individuals who may not be of the generation that grew up with a computer or the internet?
Sure. People want to be attentive to the kinds of information they're looking at. You mentioned the Mayo Clinic. That's one of the major sites that I would send people to, these major research institutions like Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic. Government information is excellent. The National Institutes of Health website is fantastic. The National Library of Medicine has great resources for people. So any of those .gov medical resources, the CDC,
New York State Department of Health,
and the major organizations like the Heart Association, Diabetes Association, mm-hmm. Lung Association, you know, those are also really great online resources.
Mm-hmm. We want to learn more about them and about all of the great work that you folks do. But first, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words.
I love the way that picture looks. Can you move it to the left just a bit? Careful on the ladder.
Really? You know I'm always careful. Let me move it just a little bit more. Uh-oh!
Let's face it, accidents happen. When life takes an unexpected turn, you want your family treated at a full-service emergency room, where you'll find physicians who are board-certified in emergency medicine.
Let's get in the car. We're going to the ER.
Oh, but we'll be waiting for hours.
Introducing the 30 minutes or less ER pledge, only at Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital in Poughkeepsie and Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, members of the WMC Health Network. When you arrive in either of these emergency rooms, you'll be seen by a member of the care team within 30 minutes. Expert trusted emergency care without the wait. To read the 30 minutes or less ER pledge, visit wmchealth.org/ER30.
Well, that was painless.
Hey, I'm the one with the stitches.
No, I was talking about the wait.
Another way the WMC Health Network is advancing care. Here.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim and went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our special guests today are Margie Menard, who's the director of the Kingston Library, and Kristen Fowler, who's the director of the Ellenville Public Library Museum. Before the break, we were talking about the many resources that a library has to offer their patrons beyond the book and the magazine and journal. Could you tell us a little bit more about how you can orient people to some online courses and some other types of media that may be of interest to them?
I just wanted to say something else quickly about the online resources. A very typical scenario that we find in Ellenville. Someone will come in, be searching WebMD, terrify themselves. They have every illness in the book. You know, they're just losing their minds. They will come over, ask for some help, and we can point them to authoritative databases like Margie was describing, but they really don't know. You know, they don't know the .govs, they don't know the National Library Network, they don't know Google Scholar. They may not even know the Mayo Clinic. Mm-hmm. you know, they just got a diagnosis. What do they do? And then we can help them with those resources. But really, it takes a librarian to do that and to be able to help them sift through mm-hmm. all, you know, a lot of people think it's on the internet. It must be true. But that's not true.
And it's also, there's a huge amount of information on the internet, and being able to curate that for people
exactly.
and help guide them through that to
that's
the,
exactly
to
what
the
a
reliable
professional librarian
sources.
Does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In addition to what we've talked about, this past year, the Ulster County Library Association has added an online resource for all residents of Ulster County, and it's funded by the Ulster County Legislature, and it's called Universal Class, and it's a collection of over 500 classes that people can take free. They just sign up with their library card, they create an account, and the classes are, you know, health and wellness. They can be nutrition or fitness or mindfulness, but they also run the gamut to things like cooking and baking or professional resources like office skills, that kind of thing. So it's really this wonderful resource online, and they're actual classes. There is a professor, there are assignments, and there are classmates that you can interact with.
Wow.
And this is for free with your library card in Ulster County, and it's very generously supported by the Ulster County
Where
Legislature.
Where do those courses originate from?
It's this product called Universal Class. Mm-hmm. So Universal Class will engage with instructors to put
from
together
different
these
universities
classes.
And colleges.
Different universities and colleges, maybe just professional expertise. It's really a fantastic resource.
Mm-hmm. They're vetted instructors. So again, mm-hmm. you're getting the authoritative information that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And not just, you know, something else you could just find on the internet and not know if it's appropriate or not.
Right.
Now we know too that in terms of our residents with special needs, I know that libraries make provisions for folks in terms of travel and also people who have special needs for access. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Sure. We have a number of All Abilities patrons who come to the library. I'm always very happy with when different associations and services around Kingston and Ulster County discover their libraries. We have folks that, you know, come in vans to the library. They make good use of our children's room, our adult resources. And, you know, again, we serve everyone. It, you know, you ask what we do for folks with special needs or different abilities, and honestly, it doesn't even strike me as something unusual. It's just one
right.
more patron
constituency.
That's
right.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we just sort of shift in the moment, and that's what library staff do. They shift in the moment from, you know, toddlers to seniors to folks with special needs, and it's all in a day's work for us.
Could you tell us a little bit more about the Library Association? I see that there are 21 public libraries in Ulster mm-hmm. County. I had not even known there were that many, but can you tell me what the kind of relationship there is between the different libraries, sharing of information or materials? How does the network work?
Ulster County Library Association, like you said, is the 21 Ulster County libraries, and we have come together collaboratively to share resources, to support one another, to support our communities. Ulster County is actually the only county in New York State that has the curse or blessing of being split between two different library systems. 17 of us are in the Mid-Hudson Library System, and 4 of the others, including Kristen, are in the Ramapo-Catskill Library System, which kind of is nice. You know, I tell patrons that if you have a Kingston Library card, you have access to a collection of over 2 million items. They're not all in our building, but they're wow. in the member library, you know, membership. And like these online resources, like Universal Class, we are funded collaboratively together in a way that we could never provide resources independently.
That's really terrific. Now, mm-hmm. for those of us who have kids, so if parents come to your library and say, you know, I'm not really sure what books to help select for my kids, or you know, I don't necessarily have the skills to enhance their reading ability, what do you folks offer for that?
Again, I would say engage the librarian. Our children's librarian is excellent. She's a very traditional librarian, and she has her hand on the pulse of what's happening, what's age appropriate. We also have a database novelist, which is fantastic, and you can go in and kind of figure out. But again, if you're not up to speed on technical literacy, you kind of need some help in that regard, but it's wonderful. You can really put in an age, the type of things that you want to read or your child wants to read. But our children's librarian is absolutely fantastic, and it's just an ask at the desk. Mm-hmm. Even our paraprofessionals will usually understand. And then we have our children's books segregated by age and, you know, easy reader, toddler picture books. So that makes it kind of an easy thing if you're just going to go in and browse.
Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of, I would imagine, a lot of social and group activities for kids that are tons
so
of fun.
Because
when I've been at the Kingston Library, I've seen that room and I'm like, I want to stay here.
Yep. We have a wonderfully newly renovated children's room. We reopened in 2016. Like Kristen said, the best thing for parents and kids to do is to come to the library. I think children's librarians are magicians. They get
really
to
are.
Know the parents. They get to know the children. They know exactly. And they're thinking about your kids when you're not there. They might see a new book and think, oh, I know who's going to want this one. They understand when kids are above or below grade level with their reading. They know when your kid gets hyper-focused on trucks or dinosaurs or outer space. They remember that, and they get to know your family. So children's librarians, those are the people you want to talk to. But yes, as far as things like story hours are places not just for early literacy, but also for socialization for the kids and support for the parents, both amongst each other and with the library staff. Sometimes in the winter or in the heat of the summer, it's a place to just get out of the house. You know, parents know that that's something you just need to do. So,
that's great.
You know, at Kingston Library, we have not just books and computers, but our friends of the library group have funded a whole bunch of manipulatives, puzzles and building blocks mm-hmm. and magnetic, you know, engineering things. So kids can come and, like Vin said, you know, we have this big window in our children's room and you can look and see kids and caregivers sprawled on the floor building towers or putting together puzzles or reading together. And it's just...
That's really great.
It's a wonderful place.
Yeah, and that's really, you know, that's the kind of environment that, you know, people love to go. I mean, I know I do. I love to, after I go to the gym and work out, I love to go to the library and just chill out with a book and really just enjoy, you know, enjoy the restfulness and, you know, and the opportunity to just slow down and really enjoy that. And so before, you know, we want to give your contact information, how people get in touch with their local libraries, but we would be remiss if we didn't ask you what you both are currently reading and what some of your favorite books are.
Oh, yes. The book that I'm reading right now is Gods of the Upper Air. It's a relatively new book, and it talks about the birth of cultural anthropology and Margaret Mead in her early career and how that whole field of study came to be. It's fascinating.
Wow,
it's fascinating.
Really nice. And how about you?
I'm reading a book that's much older. I believe it was published in the 90s. It's called Bowling Alone.
Oh, yes. I've read that book.
Right
on topic of what we're talking about today.
It's totally relevant. It's absolutely relevant. And it's funny, like Margie was saying, some of our libraries span the two counties. I find all the time, it's like I'm at a tricky tray. I'm at a pocketbook bingo. I'm at a book sale from, you know, such and such church. I find so much support still there. That kind of network is still there. Mm-hmm. But you couldn't pay me to go back to New York City. I mean, to live, you really couldn't.
I grew up in the suburbs of New York, which were all about anonymity and privacy.
Yes. Mm.
Like, we're going to build our walled compounds and we're not going to talk to one another.
Yep. And the library is the place where you can come and talk to
exactly.
your neighbors.
The
so before
it's
we run out
solution.
Of time, and because it's going really fast, tell us how folks can get in touch for more information or connect to their local libraries.
For Kingston Library, they can call the library at 845-331-0507 or online at kingstonlibrary.org.
Ellenville, 845-647-5530, epl.org.
That's wonderful. Well, We're running out of time, so thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.